This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 893. Talk about hard-earned cash on IELTS speaking.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 18 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our two-minute quiz at allearsenglish.com/myscore.
There are loads of synonyms for money, a topic which IELTS loves to ask you about. Listen today to learn the parallel expressions you need for the highest vocabulary scores, and hear our sample answers to real IELTS questions.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, Aubrey, what's going on?
I got some bad news this morning. Ooh. We have to replace our air conditioning unit.
Oh my God.
And they're so expensive.
So expensive.
So that's a bummer.
Oh my God. Being an adult, am I right?
Right. Adulting is the worst.
There's always something. I know. There's always something in the back of my head. Just like, okay, how much, like, what should my rainy day fund look like?
I know,
so that's
right?
A good phrase, guys. Your rainy day fund. It's like, you always want to have some extra cash in the bank or whatever in case, like,
you have to replace an AC unit.
Yeah. Right. Or like the hot water heater breaks, or like, I don't know. There's always something.
Yep. There's always something. Exactly. And this actually really relates to what we're going to talk about today. We are giving you great high level vocabulary for spending money and cash. We had a student write a question, and she said she's thinking about talking for 2 minutes about money, and the only words she could think of are money and cash. And she knows she needs more parallels than that.
Totally. Yeah, guys, today's vocab and our sample answers you're going to hear are so useful because money comes up all the time on IELTS, guys. And like, okay, as an examiner, I could tell you this comes up all the time. I can also tell you that every other student had that same problem, just repeating these same words, money, 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 cash, 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 because those are like the only parallel expressions that most students know. But guys, you're not going to be one of those students because we're going to teach you some great words today. And if you like Google synonyms for money, there's like over 60, right?
Yes, which is so many. And so many of them I've never heard of before. There were words like kale, greenbacks, cheddar, some of them you hear in old movies, but you would never use them today. So you can't just use all 60 of those synonyms and expect the examiner to understand you. So many of them are outdated. You just wouldn't want to use them. So we're going to give you the words today that you can use on the exam to get a high score.
Well, this is what makes our show so special, you guys. This is why we've had over 18 million downloads since our launch in 2015. Because, guys, we don't teach you fluffy stuff. We don't just fill airtime, right? We're not just like trying to get through it or whatever. Like a teacher in a classroom who might teach you stuff that's not actually useful, or a textbook that was published 20 years ago and nobody talks like that anymore. Right. That's what makes our material so special, is that we teach you what's real, right? We're completely honest with you about what you need, what you don't need, and we're not going to waste your time.
Yes, exactly. The biggest thing about IELTS preparation is you can waste so much time if you don't know exactly what to study, where to start. So if you are just starting your IELTS journey, you need to go to allearsenglish.com/myscore because you can take a quick 2 minute quiz to find out what level you're at right now, what score you would get if you took the exam today. And then you will get free resources at your level so that you're not wasting time. You know exactly what to spend time on.
Exactly. Yeah, guys, go to allearsenglish.com/myscore to take that quiz. Okay, so let's get into it. So in the last episode, guys, we taught you some amazing vocabulary about difficult decisions, which, funnily enough, ties into money.
Right, that's true.
So instead of just like presenting vocab and telling you what the words mean, today we're actually going to give you some sample answers for part one and part three questions using great vocab. And then you could hear like what's the difference between sounding informal in part one and more formal and academic in part three. The difference in tone, the difference in vocab. So that is how we are going to present this to you today. Yes. Guys, so let's get into a couple part one questions. Okay. Aubrey, are you ready?
Yes, ask me the first one.
Okay. Okay, student. What is the last thing that you spent money on?
Just yesterday, I heard from a friend that there was a going out of business sale at a local mall, and I was super excited because everything was going to be really cheap. So I went and I spent about $60 on a bunch of clothes. Like normally I would have been able to get one or two things at this store, but I was able to get several things and I was so excited. I was really pumped.
Nice. So bucks, right? I think we use that the most when we talk about money.
Oh, 20 yeah. bucks, 50 bucks, bucks, 20 bucks.
Yeah, all the time. And then talk about that emotion at the end. I was pumped, right? That's such a great adjective for just like really excited, right?
Yes. And it's pretty informal. So this is a good one for part one. And to just say, oh, I was super excited. I was pumped. That's great to have some of that slang in your part one answer. Okay, Jessica, are you ready for yours?
So ready.
Okay. Do you prefer to spend money on others or on yourself?
Oh my gosh, that's a really hard question. Well, I mean, firstly, let me be honest. I don't like to spend money very often. I mean, spending hard-earned cash is kind of scary for me because I'm always worried about like saving money, right? Having that rainy day fund just in case of emergencies. But if I find myself with some pocket money, like say I have like $20 to burn, right? Then I would actually want to spend it on an experience to have with someone else. So not just like buying an object, but actually spending it on like going to an arcade, for example, or going to play miniature golf. So if I have like, if I feel like I have the rainy day funds set aside, totally safe, and I have some pocket money to burn, then I'm gonna spend it on an experience.
Nice. Ooh, great answer. I love that you use the vocabulary rainy day fund again, but also pocket money. That's a good one that we use to kind of just say like our spending cash, the money we have in our purse or our wallet right now.
Yeah, I see, you know, I see that a lot in old movies and stuff with like the husband would look at the wife and be like, hey, doll, here's $20 pocket money or whatever. terrible stereotype. Right. But anyway, that's what that reminds me
of. That's what I give my kids. I'm like, here's some pocket money.
Totally. Okay, that's a better
example.
Go to the
dollar store, right?
I love the dollar store. Okay. In Taiwan, they had that too, the 100 NT store. I love it. In Japan, they had one like that. Anyway, okay. Cross-cultural dollar stores. Let's get into some part three. So guys, notice that how our communication changes when we're discussing honestly difficult questions. We thought of some really tough ones today.
In Puerto Rico, we call ourselves Boricua. We are proud, passionate, and full of life. On our island, adventure finds you. Strangers aren't strangers for long. The size of the audience doesn't change the beauty of the music. And we celebrate every last ray of sun. Live Boricua.
Okay, let's see. All right, Aubrey, is it more important to have lots of money or lots of love?
Definitely, I believe that it's more important to have lots of love. Now, granted, everyone needs to have their finances in order, and we would all love to have plenty of assets, a lot of money in the bank, but you could be the wealthiest person in the world, and if you don't have love, if you don't have anyone to spend it with, you would still be an extremely miserable person.
Yes, I love it. So that word assets is very important, right? So assets aren't, it's not the same as money. It's accessible money through like property, for example. So it's the things you own that are worth money. Okay, guys, come back to the blog, allearsenglish.com/IELTS. This is episode 893. I really want to hear your answers to these part three questions.
Yes, right? What's more important to you, having less? Lots of money or lots of love, and why? Comment on the blog. Let us know.
I love it. Okay, one more sample answer here.
All okay, right, Jessica, you ready? Okay. Yep. Is the middle class growing or shrinking?
Oh, gosh. Well, shrinking, I believe. I think that's always in the news, right? How we talk about the quote-unquote 1%, right? And those people stay the 1%. And this idea of the American dream where everybody can attain whatever status they want, whatever level of society they want, that is not true. And this is a part of the current conversation regarding people of color, because they have not had the same access to resources and the ability to increase their status in society. So I would say the middle class has been shrinking over time, actually.
Oh, good answer. And I agree with you.
I don't know if I used any of the great vocab.
Well, resources, you know, just to say that they don't have access to the same resources, because that is talking about education as well as financial resources. Banking options aren't necessarily always there depending on where you live. So to talk about the resources available to someone is definitely a good way to talk about finances.
And this just made me think of something, guys. We are going to end today's episode by making a book recommendation, because Aubrey knows someone who is sort of a famous author, a law professor, correct?
Yes, exactly. My friend, she was my roommate in college. Her name's Marissa Baradaran, and she's now a law professor on the East Coast. And she wrote this amazing book that was just featured on... Oh, Seth Meyers, the Seth Meyers Show. And awesome. It is called The Color of Money, How the Other Half Banks. And we definitely recommend it. It's a must read about, the resources that are not available to people of color. And she has this amazing idea. Well, it's not just her idea, but there's sort of a push to have the postal system, the USPS in the United States, provide bank accounts so that there would be more opportunities and get rid of some of the payday loan companies that are really harmful. Ugh. Yes.
Gosh. Guys, so remember that if you are preparing for IELTS and for life, the culture of thinking is very important. It's vital. It's necessary. It's something that Lindsay and I used to talk about quite a lot, actually. So if you listen to older episodes or just search our blog for culture of thinking, but reading books like this written by intelligent people offering social solutions to solve a lot of the problems that we're talking about right now. So guys, come back to the blog. Again, this is episode 893. Aubrey will put the title for that book in there. I would love to know what you think and what your answers are to these questions, guys. So leave a comment on the blog.
Yes, definitely. And email us at support@allearsenglish.com if you have any questions. We love to hear them, and we can send you an email or even talk about it in an episode.
Yes, I love it. And guys, remember, you can get your estimated IELTS band score for free and free resources. We're talking about money today. Don't spend any bucks. Get this stuff for free. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Yes, exactly. All right, I'll see you next time, Jessica.
Sounds good. Bye, Aubrey.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now, and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.